Welcome, friends. You are listening to the Mind Body Alchemy Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Miramontes. This is where intuition meets education in the realms of spirituality, fitness, mindset, and more, all to create lasting change. Welcome back to the podcast, and thank you so much for being here. Today, we're going to talk about something that is going to be maybe a little more brutal than you're used to for me. It might feel a little bit like tough love. It might feel a little bit confronting, but I want you to hang in there with me because this comes from a good place. This really comes from a place of wanting to open our eyes a little bit and make some forward shifts as it relates to your goals. So let's talk about commitment for a minute. When you think about the word commitment, what comes to mind? Do you think about what you value? What you would do anything for? What you'd never give up on? Do you think about how giving up on that thing would make you feel? What you would lack if you gave up on it? When you're committed, you might not get it right all the time. You're not supposed to, but you don't waver. Wavering is the opposite of commitment. It's sabotage. It's wishy-washy. It's now saying that what you were pretending to be committed to is optional. It's only important if it's easy or convenient. If you want to ditch overeating, you have to be committed. You have to be committed to figuring this out through the good, through the bad, through the ugly, because it will have all of those things. Commitment isn't about being perfect. Being committed to something is about integrity. It's about doing the very best that you can, honestly, allowing yourself to be a whole human who is learning in the process, and then shortening the gap between your fuck up and your repair. And to be honest with you, even though you should never, ever sit and beat yourself up over mistakes and little errors, when you make decisions that aren't in alignment with your values and the person you want to be, the person your future self is actually proud of, it should hurt. That should be painful. In fact, it should be one of the most painful things you experience. And that is because of your commitment. When you are truly committed to something, you don't delay or kick the can down the road. You don't hang on to the source of your struggle like it's a part of you or important to you. You always try to figure out a way to get rid of it, to move on, to push past it, and change the way that you're thinking about it, so that it stops being a source of pain in your life, so it stops being a source of struggle in your life. And so if you have this habit of overeating and you know what your triggers are, you know what the problems are, you don't just double down on all the reasons you want to keep them. You have to tell yourself the consequences of continuing the story that this is the right thing for you. Instead, you need to tell the sexier story of how commitment saves you, how it truly helps you and has your back. But the more you tell the painful story, the one where you continue to keep the thing that makes your commitment shaky and wishy-washy and not commitment at all, frankly, the more you push away the pain, which is the language of your intuition and the way your nervous system speaks to you about what is and is not right, to continue to indulge in your bullshit, the easier it becomes to become someone you never thought you wanted to be. The version of you, your future self, is disappointed by. I know, painful, right? Because you're avoiding your pain, you're numbing it with this instant gratification and what you want right now instead of what you really want, you are doomed to make the same mistake over and over again. At that point, though, is it really a mistake? Or has it become part of who you are? Part of your personality? Your identity? Is it now part of your value system to let yourself down over and over and over again and then gaslight yourself into thinking that this is okay? So here's my advice to you. Stop saying tomorrow. Stop saying just one more time. Stop saying this is the last time. And stop saying it's okay. Because it's not. And the risk of saying that it is that eventually you'll believe it. And when you believe it, you live it. And never get to where you want to go. You will choose what's easy and convenient, and the cost of that is the broken heart of your future self, the feelings of disappointment lingering in your psyche. The lack of commitment costs you what matters most, and it is a brutal betrayal of your future potential, your happiness, your ability to be proud of yourself. so many of my clients struggle to give up the old habits that keep them overeating. We have these conversations all the time. They resist the change, and it's because of this very belief system that tells them that they can't do it because they haven't yet, because they never have. And so their faith in themselves is really shaky and rocky due to, understandably, their past and their past mistakes and their past heartbreaks at their own hands. And because they're avoiding the lesson that disappointment and a broken heart is there to teach them, they continue the behavior that covers the pain while that pain is building more and more of that for the future. That is what is giving them their result and shaking their confidence. They delay, they wait, and they make these empty promises until they don't, until they get that this is what they're doing. And when they see it, they can work on it, and they do. And I did it too. So many times. I have broken my own heart so many times. I have disappointed myself and I have asked myself, why, Steph, do you have to keep learning the same hard lessons over and over and over again? And that is part of the human experience. But here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to say it's okay and let myself off the hook for something that is not okay. I want to say that's not okay. I understand why I did it. And if I don't understand why I did it, I want to learn to understand. I want to discover why I did it so that I can avoid making mistakes in the future. But it's not okay. And that isn't about shame. That isn't about beating myself up. And it's not about dragging ourselves down. It's about honesty and integrity, telling ourselves the whole truth so that we can create our roadmap to the future with what we truly want, oriented toward our goals, and not letting our future results and success be dictated by the actions of the past and the beliefs that have kept us stuck. Is this making sense? I hope this is making sense. Let me know if this makes sense. Make sure that you email me or find me on Instagram and tell me this made sense, or you lost your marble, Steph. Explain again. I will do it. Again, this is not about being perfect. It will take time for these healthier habits to become second nature and require just a little effort on your part instead of feeling like it is kind of a full-time job, unlearning all the bullshit and relearning new ways to operate and new ways to engage with food and your life and your lifestyle. It will take time to rebuild trust with yourself by proving that you've got this through promise keeping. That is how you rebuild trust. You tell yourself the whole ass truth, and then little by little by little, you keep promises to yourself, and you recognize that you're keeping promises to yourself so that those promise-keeping behaviors build your confidence. But once you have confidence in your ability to have your own back, your future self's back, actually, then even when you find yourself disconnecting or slipping, it will never get out of hand again. You'll shorten the gap between the apathy or mistake, the fuck up, and the recovery. You'll get better and better at damage control and sniffing out the bullshit lies that your old habits tell you about how it would be easier to just let go, to live a little, that you deserve it, that it'll be fun. The lies steal from your future happiness. Overeating in and of itself is disconnection from self. It's the behavior we indulge in when we are unwilling to feel anything other than emotionally sated or numb. At that point, it's not about the food. There's no additional pleasure in more once your body has communicated that it's had enough. If you're still seeking more at that point, it only shows that you're not present for what you've already had, and you're chasing feelings, not success, not alignment, and not more food. Just because you're using food to get more doesn't mean it's about the food. So many of us with long dieting histories and mistake after mistake with the way that we have chosen to eat, and the old habits that we have as it relates to food, we want to blame the food. We want to say this is a food problem, but this is not a food problem. This is an alignment problem. This is an emotional problem. This is about seeing the bigger picture instead of what's in front of us immediately and how we want to feel right then. We have to be able to widen the lens and make better choices. So use that, not to shame yourself, but to discover what you really need, what's missing. And then you'll solve the right problem. So what do you want to do? Will you practice the skill of being deeply committed or stay stuck in the cycle of overeating and self-sabotage that keeps your future self pulling the hair out of their head in frustration, hoping that you will come to your damn senses? Now, I told you, today was a brutal one But the truth is, we need to be honest with ourselves if we want growth. Please know all of this comes from an encouraging and compassionate place, even if it's hard to hear, and I know it can be hard to hear. The easy path will always be sexy until it leaves you miserable and disconnected from your dream life. It's the thief that keeps you suffering. All right, that is all I have for you today. Now, the Doors to Unstuffed, the signature group coaching program that changes your habits, psychology, and body image so you can lose weight permanently, those doors are officially closed. But that doesn't mean that all hope is lost. Join the No Obligation Interest List by clicking the link in the show notes, and you'll get some great information to support you on your journey to stop overeating permanently. And then you will know when the doors open again, and we will invite you in. If you enjoyed this episode, do the cool thing by leaving me a rating and a review for the podcast. It helps me so much more than you know. And of course, you can always support me by sharing. Screenshot the episode, share it on social media, and tag me so that I can come by and say thanks. If you have any questions or thoughts on this episode, ideas for future episodes, or want to know how we can work together one-on-one, my inbox is always open for you. All of that contact information is in the show notes as well, and we will see you next week. Bye.